You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 63.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Hello and welcome to V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide webs. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark. I decided to show up today, unlike the Orlando Magic Johnson, and this week's spoiler field review will cover DMZ, Body of a Journalist by Brian Wood and Riccardo Buccelli. Does that sound right? I just like saying it. Riccardo Buccelli, mamma mia. Mario Galaxy is coming out tomorrow on a Sunday, which is really weird. Which I should probably get, but instead, ooh, I didn't get the Dragon Age DLC, and I actually ordered Red Dead Redemption. I'm looking forward to it. It will be my first Rockstar game. I've not played any GTA games, except for a few minutes at my friend's house. And then I was like, these controls suck. Can you just drive around, listen to music? So, but enough of that. I don't even want to talk about the magic. Don't get me started. Fucking softies. I'll beat the hell out of them. And then those people piss me off. They don't even try. Come on now. But what I do want to talk about before we get started in talking about DMZ is it has been a great TV year. If you watch TV, just think about it. Okay, I don't know where to start. I'll start with the new shows. My three favorite shows this year: Community, Life Unexpected, and Justified. Love them all. And thanks to Justified, that's one of the reasons I bought Red Dead. Because it's Deadwood, but now. he plays Bullock. Why is there a fly? Get away from my monitor. Yeah, and then Community. Oh, I can't believe it ended on such a twist. And man, Annie's hot. I hope that show only goes 4 years. Because then it would suffer from your typical America, we've dragged it out too long. I mean, how long could you stay in a community college? You figure 4 years? And that's really pushing it. Because it's not your normal college. I mean, Abed, he lives in a dorm room. I don't know what kind of JC that is. And then Life Unexpected. Oh, such a tearjerker. I can't believe the season finale for that. And Jack from Dawson's Creek's in it. I'm not really rooting for him here. I like Baze. And then there's Hot Chicks and... Oh, no! Saji. So watch all those shows. Especially since... I think they're going to all start over again. Oh, no, maybe not Justified. Yeah, that hasn't ended this season. It started later. But I think... I don't know, it's very weird. But the other two are going to start over again. And on the bright side... Or on the... Yeah, shows that are leaving. Shitty shows are going. We got Lost is leaving. And I don't care what you say. It's not a good show. It's not even going to end well. Like, Supernatural ended excelente. But then they're bringing it back for a sixth season. Which kind of sucks. It really sucks. Especially when the creator goes, yeah, I have it planned for 5 seasons. And then he's like, oh. And then he's not going to be in charge of the 6th season. He'll be on it, but some chicks, Sarah Gamble or something's in charge. And you're like, oh. And where do you go after the apocalypse? And then Lost got extended from like 4 to 6 seasons or 3 to 6, whatever. That show, I can't wait to be. I don't get it. I tried watching the first episode again today. So I did 6 years ago and this didn't grab me. I don't get people with Lost. Someone tell me why it's good. It's not. It's confusing as fuck. You hear people talk about it. They're like, oh my god, it answers this question. Oh my, but I got so many questions. And then this. And you're like, you just like torturing yourself, don't you? You don't even like the show. You just like being confused. And you're like, yeah, I hate you, Mark. You're such a jackass. True. But Lost will be gone. I may actually watch the series finale, depending on when the game is and how bad it is. But then I want to watch Inside the NBA, because that's great either way. And what else ended? Heroes is gone. Thank God. Although there might be a TV movie. 24 is gone. And that nuked the fridge years ago. Man, 24 should have ended last season. That was like the perfect season to end it on. What else is gone? Unfortunately, V is here. CBS, my mom will be upset because the Ghost Whisperer is gone. Scrubs is gone, thank God. A lot of shows, a lot of shitty shows are gone. Smallville is not gone. There's like one more season. But man, I was looking at that list and I was like, I'm glad a lot of these shows are gone. Unfortunately, some other shows are still here. I'm mainly looking at UV. And at the time, I was like, how's Smallville still on? But there's only one more season, so what do you know? So go watch all those shows, and for the other shows, I have this habit of watching series finales, even though I don't watch the show. Alright, enough TV talk. I suppose we should talk about some news.
Vertigo News.
So, I have some sad news that I heard first on Twitter from G. Willow Wilson. And it looks like Air is getting canceled at issue 24. Wah, 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 wah. Oh. That's very sad. I don't know. It seemed to pick up steam towards each trade. So, yeah, but I hadn't heard anything about it. So it's not surprising. Like, sales-wise, I'm guessing Air is in the shitter. Which is funny, because people love steampunk. Or maybe the people I follow on Twitter like just love steampunk. I don't get it. Oh, I might get some goggles. Prescription goggles? That'd be tight. But anyway, Air is gone. Luckily, she said that she's going to end it. It's going to end the way it was meant to end. It's just a few issues earlier, which means it's not going to end well. And by that, I mean, it's going to have the same problems of when the G1 Marvel Transformers ended. And then everything just got rushed. And oh, he ended it. Simon Furman ended it. He had Unicron and everything. But, like, the plot lines that took issues and issues, and you can see it coming to head, just suddenly wrapped up. You're like, oh. Oh, well. So, everyone go get Air. Support her. She's not leaving comics. She's still in there, and no, I gotta get an interview. I wanna interview her, damn it. Okay. And my other bit of news. I'm sorry, dude. The Sweet Tooth editing contest got extended by I don't wanna think about his name because I'll laugh. Man. Come on, man. That's horrible. Horrible name. Okay. Sadly, though, by the time you listen to this show, it might already be over. On the other hand, it might have got extended again. I mean, dude, I don't know who's... Porn Shack. If you're listening, or someone from Vertigo, Pamela, or maybe Karen Berger, by chance. Probably no one's listening from Vertigo. But in case some lonely intern is... Tell whomever, it's like, dude, why would you only give a contest a week? It's not like a super big contest. It's a contest that is the equivalent of a scavenger hunt, but maybe harder. Because you have to read the, you have to have the issues, and then you gotta get the trade. And to be honest, at least for me, people love Jeff Lemire, but the sales from Sweet Tooth supposedly aren't that well. But in either case, it's not one of those things that you buy the issues and then buy the trade because you want to know what's happening, a la Walking Dead, or you're really into it, a la Fables. So it's like, why would you only give this contest a week in the first place? Well, hey, if you, one of you three people that buy the issues and will buy the trade, it doesn't even seem that good a series to be doing both. Although the Sweet Tooth first volume trade is number one on InStockTrades.com, the unofficial sponsor of V for Vertigo, where you can save at least 37% off your trade, sometimes more, and where you get free shipping on all orders over $50. So, a lot of people will buy the trade. I'm going to buy the first trade, but I'm not going to have the issues. And that just, and then you gotta read both of them, and you gotta probably read them side by side to compare them. And then you gotta think why the edits were done, when obviously you're probably not an editor. I mean, it could be. And then what do you get for all that work and all that money? You get a trade of Sweet Tooth Volume 1. Because it's not like you don't already have... Did I mention this last week? Because this is really baffling. Come on. No, I think I was making fun of his name. Sorry, dude. Now I'm just making fun of your contest. So, it's like strange. It's like, wow. So you must... That's like an uber Sweet Tooth fan. Unfortunately, I guess you got another week. So technically you had 2 weeks. Even if your shipment might not have come in, or the comic book store might have been sold out, so you might not have the trade in the first place. This is assuming you're one of the three people that buy the issues and trade and really love that series, and or Jeff Lemire. So, it's a lot of work to get a trade of a trade you already have and the issues you already have, and it's just signed by everybody. Yeah, whoop-dee-dee-doo. That's a shitty, fucking shitty contest. It's almost as dumb as all those retweets I see on Twitter. Has anyone won a contest? I did once. Not by luck, because I never win anything by luck. And then R.H. Davis, thank you for not honoring your side of the contest. What a bitch. I'm going to get blackballed before I even make a name for myself, because I talk so much shit. Come on, people. Keep your word. All right. So that's it for the news. I'm sorry for G. Willow Wilson, and I'm sorry for Porn Shack for your parents naming you that way. And I suppose we should just get right down to it, because I'm in the mood to talk a lot of shit.
And now it's time for the rundown.
Now, I'm half tempted to talk shit about the new Nightmare movie. I won't. It's so bad and boring. I don't want to waste my time. So, we're going to talk about DMZ. Oh, and I forgot to say at the top of the show, this episode might sound a little weird since I'm talking at an angle because my microphone fell for the second time, and the second time fucked up the shock mount. This is weird. My neck kind of hurts. Kind of craning it. So I gotta replace that, but I got no money. Starting your own business is hard, people. I can't wait for my bonus. Next month? July. Whatever. Now I gotta buy some more comics, because I really do want to read The Boys and X-Factor. And finish off Sandman. And... let me buy some other stuff. I have a list somewhere. Who knows? Okay. So, like I said in the beginning, I'm covering DMZ, Body of a Journalist. And this microphone's gonna fall again. So top heavy. It's like a woman with big old titties. By Brian Wood and Riccardo Buccelli. Probably mispronouncing it. Way better than Porn Shack. Maybe not as fun as saying Porn Shack, though. Porn Shack. No, that's Love Shack. Oh, that is Love Shack. Love Shack, baby, baby. I'm kind of feeling it, dude. I can go all night talking in this thing. I don't know why. I think I want to watch Chun-Li next, or get the Dragon Age DLC, or clean my apartment, or pay my bill, or read. Oh no, I just finished the book. The second book in Prince of Nothing. Not bad. Okay, so, Body of a Journalist by Brian Wood and Riccardo Buccelli. Mamma mia. Maybe I should have got Mario Galaxy. Whatever, I'll get the chance. Okay, enough of that. So this book, okay, I need to think, because I don't write, I don't take notes anymore in what I say in the summary. Okay, so Maddie, and I just grabbed the book and look in the back. Oh, that sucks. Not really any info there. Just a lot of blurbs. Right. Okay, so apparently the guy who Maddie flew in, Victor Ferguson, is alive. And he's being held by the FSA? Free States Army. So you asked me this 2 days ago, I'd give you recaps, and then I 2 days of me reading and jacking off and doing all sorts of shit. Ooh, brain's gone. Okay, so the, what do they call themselves? The America, I guess they both, what do we call it, the ones in charge, the government? No, the, this is annoying me now. I'm not, whatever. They, the people who are obviously the government, the standing government, another fly, probably same fly. They want Maddie to rescue Victor, something like that. They want, or they want Maddie to work for him. They want Victor back, whatever. So, Victor gets killed. Maddie gets screwed over by the something Liberty Army. That might be their name. I don't know. Did I write that down? Okay, maybe not. And then he, some Canadian Free Press comes to him, but they have footage of Victor getting shot by the people that are supposed to rescue them. But then he blackmails them into holding off the war because they're going to use that excuse to go into the DMZ and bomb the shit out of everyone. Victor's death and Maddie's supposed death. But that evidence gets them out, and he's able to freelance. But in between that, it's all, yeah. That's pretty much that's what happens. Whatever, who fucking cares. Go read the book. It's good. So, it's been so long since I read. Oh my back, the first volume of DMZ. I don't really remember what happened, and it's sounding like I don't remember what happened in the second trade. But luckily, I didn't need to remember what happened in the first trade. All I needed to remember was that Maddie was shattered in the DMZ and the only survivor by accident. Although in this trade, it turns out he's not the only survivor. And I forgot to mention, Victor Ferguson is a quote-unquote well-respected journalist, but it turns out he's not. And but people, I guess some people still think he's a symbol. And then you learn Maddie here is a symbol. So there you go. Now, some like Jamie D from Comic Geek Speak hate DMZ. They hate people like that. They hate the premise, and I understand that. It is ridiculous and completely unrealistic. I know I said that many moons ago when I last read it, but it's true. Come on, there's no reason for it to there be a DMZ there. Now I think the problem with Jamie Dean, yeah, people like to hate it, is that they seem to say DMZ's been marketed as a realistic portrayal of war. Not necessarily war from the two main fighting sides, but war as from the people that are caught up in the middle. Well, now I personally don't think DMZ has been marketed that way. Or marketed much at all. I'm serious too. Now that being said, what I like about DMZ and what I think it is a story of is it's a coming of age story. A la High Fantasy? Well, I can't think of any books now. It's urban fantasy. And apparently there's a difference between urban fantasy and paranormal romance. But it's coming of age stories like Star Wars and New Hope. Now if you read it as that, I find it to be rather enjoyable. So much so, I may continue on with the story. I don't know how many issues there are going to be. Now I'm half tempted to put it on the must-read Vertigo titles and the list of books I'm going to read before I stop doing this damn show? No, I won't. And not because I don't think it's good, or that the series won't get better, but mainly because DMZ's not finished, and I'm not sure when it's going to be finished. I think I remember him saying he wants to get it to issue 65-ish. But also, it's not one of those series I hear people talk about, like, what should I read? Or what should I read from Vertigo? I like this. And people will say, Fables, Transmets, Preacher, Lucifer, 100 Bullets, so on and so forth. I don't hear many people saying DMZ. Maybe it's because we're all really sick of war. I know I am. Well, I'm at least sick of badly ran wars. Okay. Now I know what you're thinking. You're like, Mark, you're going to finish Fables. You're going to cover that all. Yeah, I am. And that's not finished yet. Hey, it's not going to be because Bill Willingham's a whore. Don't blame him for wanting money. I, too, would whore myself out. I don't know. I got a lot of pride. So I might not. Who knows? Okay. So, but I'm only going to stop at trade 11, 12, whenever the hell the damn story with the adversary is done. Now, back to this trade, Body of a Journalist. Now, the best thing about this trade, well, maybe not the best thing, but the thing I'm glad is that Body, I don't know whether to call it Body or Journalist, this book I read explained how the war started. It didn't necessarily explain why. Maybe it kind of did. Who knows? I don't think it did. But it did explain who and how when Maddie read some old newspapers within a 2-page span. And that part of the war made sense. Right? Because it, well, explained the who's, and the who's were regular Joes, and explained the how's. Started off small. The main armies were fighting, like, either in three different countries, three different wars, some shit like that. So there was no one at home. Started a small resistance, and they bounced around from place to place. And it's not like people are going to fire on them, their own countrymen, their own brothers, sisters, whatever. So that made sense. Now, what didn't make sense, and why, you know, Jamie's D still hates the book, is that why there's a DMZ in the New York area. Especially, this is my problem, especially in that 2-page newspaper reading part is when it's mentioned that the war itself, I don't know what they're calling the war. I mean, the war, I think wars get named later. But they mentioned that the war itself isn't a geographical one, yet an unimportant piece of America has a DMZ. And it makes no sense. There's no resources in New York. It's not based on geography. Like, I was going to say the Civil War, but I think we have some foreign listeners. Like, the war between the states is. So it's like, it doesn't even have historical significance, New York. I suppose. I mean, a huge battle did take place then back in the Revolutionary War, but. Well, people did come into New York when they came over. Nah, it's not that important. Okay, I mean, it's a minor nitpick to me. But, you know, part of me would want to read the pre-DMZ story. The story based on America falling apart. I think that would be cool. Or, well, it would be a prequel. We all know how those go. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. Now, like I said, DMZ is a coming-of-age story in Body. Maddie, I feel like Maddie's growing up and being a man. He's trying to make his own way. And like he says, he finally feels like he's a part of the DMZ. Now, I was going to compare Maddie to Yorick from Y. But that's such shit. Now that I think about it, Because they're kind of the same. But Maddie's doing this because he wants to. Yorick's not. And then Yorick eventually becomes a man after getting tortured by some secret society. Yeah, it sounds... I'm making it... I might not be selling it if you've not read it, but it sounds as fucking stupid as I'm saying it. And here, it's like Maddie becomes a man because of the horrors he sees and the shit he goes through and being used by both sides. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop being jerked around everyone's chain. I'm going to just report. That's cool. Now, it's obvious that Z is Maddie's love interest, and I'm sure they'll fall in love and trade 4 or 5. I'm just guessing. Now, why she's cool as a person and as a character, he looks like he can do a little better. Especially at the end of the trade, he boinks the hot Canadian journalist chick, news chick, anchor woman, whatever you want to call her. It's like, dude, go for her. I mean, I know you'll see Z a lot more. She's just weird. It's a combination of things. It's the hairstyle, the bleach. I hate that bleach blonde shit girls do. Then you see the roots, and oh my god, it's fucking horrible. Girls don't do that. And then the fact that she's got like some weird star dread thing going on, like, dude, what are you, Jamaican? And then her body definitely doesn't look as good as the Canadian chick. And like these weird angles. Although it could be because, you know, she's probably not eating as much as a Canadian chick. Man, I wish I know her name too. Man, I like her as a character. Yeah, but she looks strange. Now, speaking of Z, she does get a nice backstory in the last issue. I think it's the last issue. It might be the second to last because there's some weird part after that. Now, her story tells, or that issue tells why she's there. What she was like before the DMZ. And what didn't make sense is the fact that she, because she didn't bleach her hair before the war. And in fact, she actually looked kind of hot before the war. And naive. Now she looks harder, which makes sense. But she didn't look as hot. Weird. I don't know. I mean, where does she get the product to keep bleaching her hair, though? I hope it explains that shit. Or that's like a passing joke, because it's kind of weird. Now, since I recently read Northlanders, like a fortnight ago, let's compare them. Now, funnily enough, both are the second trades in their series, right? However, DMZ is the far superior book. Now, both have action and excellent art, but DMZ has a lot more depth. It has mystery, has some tension, some character moments, and other crap like that. Now, Northlanders, as I said 2 weeks ago, I don't even remember what I read last week. Oh, yeah, dude, Testament. Yeah, I don't know. I find it amazing how bad Northlanders is compared to DMZ. I mean, it's written by the same guy. And this trade was written in... what? Hard to find a copyright date. 2007? Well, at least that trade. So it might have been 2006. 2006, 2007. And Northlanders was what? 2009? Maybe 2008. I don't get why people enjoy Northlanders so much. Yeah, don't talk about DMZ. No, they both do have excellent art. There's a lot. There's excellent art in here. And what's funny is that for most of the trade, you can tell it's easily done by Riccardo Buccelli. Right? Mamma mia. Luigi! Okay, but then, like, the Z issue, and maybe another issue, it looks like it's done by someone else, but no one's listed. So if it is, I mean, if Ricardo decides to like switch up his style, this fucking boy's got skills. He does that. Oh, there is one other thing. I don't know if this is an issue. Because if it is, it's pretty fucking retarded. Like if I picked up singles. Or maybe it's just a one shot or at the back of some issue. But there's like a little few pages that give you the map of the DMZ. And then Maddie talks about it and interviews people. It's basically a shitload of text about the area. And I read it and it is interesting. But if I felt kind of like extra. Different covers that they add at the back of the book. But here, it was weird. I don't know how I feel if I had to, like, buy an issue. Oh, that's kind of stupid. So, yeah. Alright, so my Mark Critic score for DMZ by the of a Journalist. You know, it's a damn good trade. Like, I would want to give it a 5. Because it's really good. But it doesn't grab me as, say, Until the End of the World does. That was much more emotional. I didn't give a shit about Victor Ferguson. He could have died. Nah, he did die. Could have died in a horrible way for all I cared. Right? So. Yeah. I'm giving it a 4. Solid 4. my throat. Okay. Yeah. There you go. It's clear. Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, I appreciate some feedback. Be on iTunes or whatever. Now, there won't be an episode next week because it's Memorial. Memorial? I always get Memorial and Veterans Day confused. That's kind of the same day, right? I don't know. But the week after will be death, high cost of living. And I might not be alone then, but we're all alone. If you have comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email me at vertigocast@gmail.com or go to thecomicforums.com when they are working to see what's coming up. Visit the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/hellsfire. And remember, I don't know, the NBA playoffs kind of suck. What do I normally say? I'm fucking... Oh. You can't lose what you don't put in the middle. But you can't win much either. Yeah, that'll do it. Peace.
And like that, he's gone.